Welcome to the SPS Digital Learning Hour, brought to you by the Digital Learning and Assessment Department. We're coming to you today from a conference room in Central Office, bringing you the latest news in Springfield Public Schools in regards to technology, along with inspiring interviews from teachers who are using technology in the classroom. I'm your host, Mike Thomas, the Bearded Tech Ed Guy. You can find me out on all the socials at Bearded Tech Ed, or my personal website, Bearded Tech Ed Guy. Or if you are within the SPS network here, you can find me also on the WeLearn blog, the newsletter, and all that stuff on the WeLearn page on my SPS. I'm excited for today's interviews, but before we jump into that, I want to go ahead and make sure that you don't miss any announcements. Out on the My SPS announcements page, there are updates to the mask mandates, EAP information, COVID protocols, the Promise Fellow partnership with AIC. So if you're interested in moving up here in Springfield, there is a way for you to do that through the Promise Fellow partnership. Lots of teachers have gone through it. If it's something that you're interested in, make sure you go out to MySPS, check out that link. We have a number of blog posts coming up. The next one, I believe, comes out probably before this podcast airs, which is Reading Progress. Could this be Microsoft's greatest invention? The one after it is Nearpod, and we have some more on Sway and OneNote coming up. Go out to the blog. Make sure you check those things out. We also have a monthly newsletter we do here at SPS. So you can find all the previous monthly newsletters out on the WeLearn page under newsletter. And also, I just want to make sure that I mention the 22 tools for 2022. It is the challenge that we have going on to help teachers get credit for the things that they're doing in the classroom already. The first prize pack went out. Go out to the WeLearn page. You can find all the information there. And we are excited for you to be joining us in that. So like I said, this week's interviews, I am super excited about. By doing the whole computer science videos, I created a whole bunch of great content, a lot of which I couldn't use in a 3-minute video, and so you get a half hour podcast instead with it. I just want to thank Abigail Gill, Ariana Lopez, Avery Murray, Emily Luna Allen, Isaiah Spaccio, Jerry Hughes, Kaylee Fitzgerald, Mayani Hamilton, and William Bradford for their participation in our computer science videos and this podcast. So you're going to hear the interviews straight from them. Check it out.
My name is Abigail Gill. I'm in 7th grade.
What is your favorite part about computer science?
I really like working hard on projects and seeing the outcome of my efforts afterwards.
Awesome. What's been the coolest thing that you've done on a computer?
One time when I programmed on Scratch, I made a really nice animation. I think it's still up on there.
Awesome. How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
It really makes me think of the technological advances we've made so far, like how you can get a Roomba to vacuum your house for you, and you can access your bank account by just clicking on a screen. And it's even more impressive that people actually design these things themselves. Like software developers, computer hardware engineers, and other jobs like that.
Awesome. So why do you think kids should learn computer science?
They should learn computer science to see if it interests them, and then apply that knowledge later if they want to get a job that you need to apply computer science to later.
Awesome. As you are in middle school, are you looking forward to taking more computer science classes as you go through the rest of your schooling?
Definitely.
Can you tell us your name and what grade you are in?
My name is Ariani Lopez and I'm in 7th grade.
What's your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite part about computer science is, like, you can use different things and you can make different types of, like, whether it's music or it's, like, a code for something to make something move, you can just use it to make different things.
Awesome. What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
I don't really have, like, a coolest thing because everything I've learned so far is, like, pretty much all the same, like, type of... Like, it's all, like, kind of, like, a cool thing to me, so everything I've learned is pretty cool so far.
How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
I think learning computer science changes how I see the world, because when you, like, learn how to do something, you get very, like, pumped up. So it's like you can make something, and then it could help people in the world if you make something that's good.
Awesome. That's a great answer. Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
I think kids should learn computer science because it can build up a pretty good career for somebody, and they could use it to help themselves in the actual, like, job portion of life.
Awesome. You mentioned a music program. Do you play an instrument, or were you learning to make music through the computer itself?
So right now I am in band, so I am learning to play the flute, but I also made music through the app, so EarSketch.
That's awesome. Was it easy to do, or did it feel natural?
It wasn't quite easy, but it wasn't hard either, so it was like a neutral type of project.
Awesome. Can you tell us your name and what grade you are in?
My name is Avery Marion. I'm in the fifth grade.
Avery, what is your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite part about computer science is working on the project, because when you're just done with something, you can't do anything else with it. So it's funner when you're working on it and you can make changes.
Awesome. What's been one of the coolest things that you've learned to do on a computer?
Learn how to make wheels work. Like, learn how to make them turn and stuff, because in my robot, we did that.
How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
It makes me think that everything happens because of another event. Like, if my parents never went to college together, know me. If, I don't know, if my aunt didn't work here, I wouldn't be going to this school.
So why do you think kids should learn computer science?
My lovely technology teacher told me this, and I think kids should learn computer science because it's going to be a bigger job in the future, and it's better to have the skills of computers to make more.
Awesome. Can you tell us your name and grade?
My name is Emily Luna Allen, and I'm in sixth grade.
So what's your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite part about computer science is the coding and, like, being... helping my friends with it, and them helping me with it.
What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
The coolest thing? How to change the font size and, like, actually make a website.
What is your website about?
My website is about animal abuse. I'm against it. I would never want an animal to be abused, because it's bad.
How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
To respect and, like, care about the people, because I'm on my phone a lot, and if it wasn't for those people that make the technology, then I wouldn't have any of that stuff.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
To inspire them and, like, learn creativity.
Do you see this work helping you in your future?
Yes.
How?
Because I want to be a doctor when I'm older, so I'll have to use a lot of technology and coding for that.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the doctors who use robots to perform very specific surgeries yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Does it connect to your own interests?
Yes, because I'm, like, on my phone a lot, and I am on social media, and being on social media helps me understand what other people go through.
How has computer science helped you with your understanding of how social media works?
Like, making the social media website or the app, and, like, how they work on it.
So the first question is, what is your name, and what's is your grade?
And so I am Isaiah Pacheco, and I'm in sixth grade.
What is your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite part of computer science is that you can use your imagination to build anything you like. For example, in one of the projects I had in science class, I had to create a place for bees to live in Minecraft.
Awesome. What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
So, I probably don't think I have to do something schoolless or something it's not like that cool. I don't have it like really categorized at all. So I think everything that I've learned is cool.
Great answer. How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
So computer science is used in different areas that have a huge impact around the world. And we use computer science to predict climate, to improve our health care system, and develop technologies that we can use to simplify our life.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
Kids should learn computer science because in the future, probably will depend on technology. Future professionals will need to be prepared to deal with the challenges and new technologies that will facilitate help us to research, engineering, math combinations, and understanding our world. In addition, knowing to computers work will help us.
Awesome. So, what is your name and what grade are you?
My name is Jerry Hughes, and I'm in sixth grade.
Awesome. And you can look at me, too. You don't have to look at the camera.
Okay.
What's your favorite part about computer science?
It's like, my favorite part about computer science is the teamwork and how you get to work with your peers to productively to achieve your goals.
What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
Yeah, it's basically like the coding. And I don't know, like, specifically. Heard out specifically, but like, yeah, it's like the coding.
Coding part. How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
It changes how I see the world because it's like, without computer science, we wouldn't be where we are today. And without computer science, we wouldn't like know where every place is without exploring it. So I have to like be there in person. So.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
I think kids should learn computer science because it's like an opening to their imagination. And it's not like boring code. It's like fun code. I'm not sure.
Do you see this work helping you in the future?
Yes. Like, if I want to be a technical engineer, I could. Like, this is basically my start. So, like, if I want to be that, I already know a lot.
Does it connect to any of your own interests?
Yes, because I actually play, like, video games. I'm on my phone a lot, which has coding in it. Because without the coding, I wouldn't be able to do that.
What is your favorite video game?
What's game? Warzone?
Warzone?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one. Perfect. That was all the questions. You did great.
Thanks.
Can you tell us your name and what grade you're in?
My name's Kaylee Fitzgerald, and I'm in sixth grade.
What is your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite has to be being able to make my own websites.
What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
The coolest thing, probably being able to like code and make my own website.
What is your website about?
My website is about hunger and like how we can try to stop it.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic. How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
It changes because, like, I use my phone every day. So, like, when I look at it, I see it, like, when I go onto, like, an app, I see, like, I think how they made the app and coded it.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
I think they should learn it because it's going to be a big part of their future, like, later on when they're older.
How does your work in computer science allow you to showcase your leadership skills?
It shows because, like, when you're working together in groups with many people, then you can show your own ideas and try to lead the group.
Do you see this work helping you in your future?
Yes.
How?
Well, say, like, you want to work with technology, and this can, like, help you because it's like kind of just like building up to that part of your life.
All right, last question. Does it connect to any of your own interests?
Yes.
And how?
Like I said, I use my phone, and so like I look at my phone and I think of coding now.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you. Can you tell us your name and what grade you're in?
My name is Mayani, and I'm in the fifth grade.
What's your favorite part about computer science?
Well, my dad is an engineer, and he specializes in computer science, so I love learning about what he does.
So what does your dad do?
Well, he used to work with some kids, and he used to teach them basically what Ms. Seitz teaches us, and he used to make robots with kids, so that's kind of what he does also.
What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
Well, Ms. Zeitz brought this thing called a hummingbird kit, and I learned how to turn lights on and off using a sensor.
How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
Well, obviously, like, technology is going to develop as it goes on and on, and we need to know, like how to see the world through basic computer science so we can understand the world later.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
Well, obviously, technology is going to advance, so if you want to make money, you got to learn at least a little bit about computer science.
Awesome. Can you tell us your name and your grade?
I am William Bradford, and I'm in the sixth grade.
What is your favorite part about computer science?
My favorite part about computer science is that it's not limited to the site. You can do whatever you can think of, whatever your imagination can take you.
What's the coolest thing you've learned how to do on a computer?
Coolest thing I've learned to do on a computer is probably code my own website and start building my own game.
How does learning computer science change how you see the world?
Learning computer science, very recently, computers are now everything. So, seeing the world with different eyes, like, how did they make this? Maybe I could try making something like that. It's kind of inspiring.
Why do you think kids should learn computer science?
I think they should learn computer science because, again, without everything being computers, then it'll help them later on in life to know how things would work.
Do you see this work helping you in your future?
Yes, I do. I'm probably going to do something that ends up doing with code, so I'm hoping to learn it now so I can get into it more later.
And does it connect to your own interests?
Yes, it does. I honestly find code quite fun, and a lot of games I play, it's fun to change things around in the code and see what happens.
Awesome. You mentioned you created your own website. What is it about?
It's more like the school starts too early, and that kids, if it starts too early, kids might miss the bus, it's dark outside, maybe they don't want to go. And that it'd be overall better to start later on.
Awesome. What kind of games do you like? You mentioned video games.
Mostly Minecraft.
Mostly Minecraft. Awesome. Have you done any of the Minecraft challenges?
Yes. I'm pretty sure I've done all of them.
Any of them that were your favorite?
Definitely the Minecraft adventure one, because it's more of, in the other ones, it's either that you're too free or you don't have anything else you can do. You can only do the certain thing. The adventure one was more of, find this, but do it in your own way. We're not going to limit your blocks. You can only do it the way we want you to do it. But it's not, do anything. It's like, you got to figure out the answer, but you can do it your own way.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Thank you all again. I want to thank your schools, Kylie, STEM, and Zanetti, for allowing me to come in and make these videos to help promote all the awesome computer science work that is happening in your buildings. If you liked today's interview, make sure that you have gone out there, subscribe, leave us a review. You can do that on Spotify now too. So wherever you happen to listen to this episode of the SPS Digital Learning Hour, you can head over to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you're listening, leave us a rating, a review, subscribe, share, because that's the best way for us to share out what is happening inside our Springfield Public Schools classrooms, is for you all to be sharing this podcast with everyone. Thank you again for spending some time with me. I'm Mike Thomas, the Bearded Tech Ed Guy, and you can find me out on all the socials, and I'll see you next time. This episode is written, directed, produced, edited by Mike Thomas from Springfield Public Schools. The music you're hearing is from Risen, Tell Me. Check it out on SoundCloud or your favorite music platform. And it's all located in our